Hey Audio Boom, it's Marie, aka Bernard Christian. I'm just on the 20th of January 2015. It's about 11:30-ish in the morning. It's been, it's been pretty wintry the last couple of days. Snowed on Saturday. And been pretty icy ever since. I have to say, trekkers are my friends. Basically, rubber mechanisms, that kind of like fit onto your shoes. They stretch, so they hold them into place that way. And they have little metal stud things on the bottom, so I don't know how it's supposed to work, but it's designed to make it less slippy on the ice and helps you get through the snow and stuff. So they were great on Sunday going to work. It's been a pretty like rubbish couple of days. I've not been very well either. So when I was in work on Sunday, my back, I had like this real bad kind of tension in my back. And I was like, oh, what have I done? Have I slept funny on it or what? But I actually think it was like a chill on my back because yesterday I woke up just feeling goddamn awful. My head was all stuffy and I just felt crap. And I don't feel amazing today. I'm still taking Lemsip Max Strength tablets and drinking ginger tea, and I'm going to put some Vic on my face. that sounds really funny, doesn't it? Because why would you put Vic on your face? But actually, if you put it on your where your sinuses are and under your nose, it actually helps to alleviate. I had the most horrific headache yesterday morning. I'd taken painkillers and a drunk ginger and lemon tea, and I was really in pain. And then I put some Vic on my, like above my nose, along my eyebrows, and then like on the temples. So the side of your eyes, just be careful you don't put any in, and under my nose. And I kind of fell asleep for about an hour. Woke up and my headache was pretty much gone, which is amazing. So I still feel a bit stuffy, and I've also been spraying First Defense spray up my nose as well, which that's pretty good. So hopefully I can fight this off, because I'm back in work on Friday and Saturday, so I'm scheduled off anyway. Not like I've booked time off or just how the scheduling fell this week. So I'm off. I was off yesterday, today, tomorrow and Thursday. And hello, Bertie. Unfortunately, though, I was supposed to go to a friend's house last night, but was so ill, so I'm just going to stay where it's warm and dry, and didn't actually get dressed to stay. I just stayed in my pyjamas. So, hopefully I can get rid of this. I feel better today, but I couldn't wake up this morning. I was like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. So we did get up quite late. So I'm going to have to head out today, though, because my dog, although he was amazingly well behaved yesterday and didn't kind of annoy me, is going to need to get out and do some work. And normally, you know, we're out for most of the day, so he's kind of not used to just doing bits. So, but he's going to have to, because it's quite icy out there still. I'm going to put my trekkers on and hope for the best. So I hope I don't lose them, because I keep losing one of them. Luckily, the one I lost the other day was near my house. My mum found it, but yeah, it's pretty rubbish. So hopefully I don't lose them. But I definitely need to get out and do stuff. I don't know what I need to do, to be fair, but stuff needs to be done. I need to go for a walk or something. But it won't be a massive walk because it's pretty treacherous underfoot. So, but just nip out. I might go and get coffee or some lunch or something. Anyway, I will catch up with everybody soon. Not really much to tell. Oh, there was a very strange incident on Sunday on the tram. I was getting on the tram and this passenger, this woman was like, I think she was on a phone and she was just kind of like standing in the middle of the walkway, blocking the walkway for people to get on. And this passenger says, can you mind out the way? This lady's trying to get on with the guide dog. And so she moved. Anyway, I heard her say, oh, I wish I had a guide dog. About 5 minutes, 5 seconds later, she's like, oh, soon I'm just going to get a guide dog. I was like, okay, fine. You want to get a guide dog? That is probably not a wish most people would kind of encourage. Because having a guide dog would mean you've got a visual impairment. And to have a visual impairment is not always the easiest task to get around. I just thought, how ignorant, what an ignorant thing to say. But there's nothing worse when the tram sets off if you haven't got a seat. And the other passenger was just trying to be really helpful. Because she was literally blocking the way. Bertie was trying to get through and he couldn't because she was there. And I don't know. Anyway, the ignorance of the certain portion of the general public is unbelievable sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to go and get some coffee. I'm going to have some coffee at home first and do get some stuff done I need to get done at home. And then I might venture out into the icy world of winter. So, hope everybody is well and is having a good Tuesday. And take care.